time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Aaron Bott. He is with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. We're going to talk some fishing. We've got the general rifle deer hunt coming up this weekend and an opportunity for a pheasant hunt coming up towards the end of the month. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's start right out of the gate with this weekend is the weekend that everybody seems to wait for, right?
That's right. We have the general season hunt that's starting up for deer. Begins on Saturday, and it'll go for just over a week.
And, of course, you know, all the kids will be out of school starting Thursday, so you're going to get an influx of traffic in the canyons and areas like that, so just be careful out there. And are you guys going to have the normal, you know, spots to stop and all those kinds of things coming up?
Yeah, so if you're interested in getting your deer checked for CWD, that's chronic wasting disease, we will have a station just outside of Wellington, actually. We're just going to do that one station in our southeastern region this year. You can find the information of where to stop if you're interested in having your deer tested for free. At our website, and that's just the Division of Wildlife's website.
Now, I know that this takes part of the fun out of it, but have you heard anybody talking about where the big ones are?
You know what? I was just talking to some of my coworkers, actually, right before I came in this morning, and no, even they are trying to pick each other's brains. And
they're kind of tight-lipped about the whole situation.
Everyone's tight-lipped about it. No one's sharing spots.
So if you happen to have a neighbor that maybe works for the wildlife resources, you know, just maybe follow them when they take off.
That's right. I'll be heading up to Ogden. That's where I've got my tag.
So it's once again, of course, it's statewide. And just be careful out there. There will be more vehicles out on the road and more people up in the mountains.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Watch what you're where you're headed and just be safe and have a good time. Is there any difference this year as far as regulations or anything that was put into place over last year that might have changed that people need to be concerned with or anything like that?
No. Again, just remember to be visible and to make sure that you're hunting during daylight hours, wear your hunter's orange, and watch out for people who are also recreating in the mountains who might not be hunting.
Okay. So you've got that coming up this weekend. Now, towards the end of the month, you've got a really fun event that's coming. And in fact, it's going to be on Halloween. And you've got a pheasant hunt coming up.
That's right. We have a free youth pheasant hunt. So youth, that's 17 years or younger. All you have to do is have your hunter's education taken care of. We're going to be limiting this event to 15 participants. It's going to be out in Emory County at Desert Lake. It'll take place on Halloween in the morning. We should be done by 12 o'clock. If you want to register, again, because it's limited to 15 participants, you need to call into the Price office, the Division of Wildlife Price office. Their number is 435-613-3700. And call in and sign up, and we'll give you more information once you're registered.
And you guys do these quite often. They sound like a lot of fun. You're going to have instruction for the kids and everything out there and people to go with them and those kinds of things. Now, the last one you guys had, they had dogs and everything. Are they going to have them again?
Yeah, so we will have dogs at this event. We've got several dogs that volunteers are bringing in from the community. If you have your own dog, your own birding dog, by all means, bring it. You do need your own shotgun. Again, it's just for the youth. It's free, and just make sure you have your hunter's ed taken care of.
Okay, and so to call to register one more time, they call the office, and what's the number there?
The number for the division office in Price is 435-613-3700.
Okay, and get registered for that hunt. And let's wrap up with, you know, probably some of the last... Oh, probably the last few months or a couple of weeks, maybe even, for open water fishing. Let's talk about that for a minute because it's getting close.
It is. It's getting close. This last weekend, it was pretty cool there for a minute, and we got some rain, actually, which was refreshing. Water levels on a lot of our large lakes or reservoirs are pretty low right now, which makes launching boats pretty challenging. Schofield's a great place to still go. A lot of these water bodies are doing well as far as shore fishing goes, but if you're trying to get out in a boat, be wary of that. I know Huntington has really low water levels right now, and I don't know if you're able to actually even launch a boat.
Can't even get a boat out on it. Yeah. So just keep watching for that. You know, ice fishing is right around the corner.
I know.
And this could be the year. I've never gone.
You know, I haven't either, so we'll go together, Dave.
This could be the year that I finally make it ice fishing. I hear that it's a lot of fun. So, okay, coming up, so this weekend we've got the General Rifle Deer Hunt that starts on Saturday. Once again, that youth pheasant hunt that's going to be on Halloween during the day out at Desert Lake. Just call the division office to register. What did you say, 15 out?
Yep, 15 participants.
So 15 participants for that one. And then, you know, just be careful out there when you're fishing, because it's almost time to maybe just put the boat away.
That's right.
Unfortunately. All right, Aaron, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.